Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. One of my faves, Ellen Ratner, is with us. What a treat. Ellen, the world is exploding all over this Petraeus story. There are so many crazy twists in this. It's like a Lifetime movie plot. What's the latest?
Frankly, if we were to have written this up as a Lifetime movie plot, no one would believe the truth. The latest is that it seems like General Petraeus and General Allen wrote a letter to Miss Kelly's judge for her sister, who wanted to retain custody of her child. Well, it seems like the judge had decided that she was a little off and should not have custody, even joint custody, with her husband. And here you have both General Petraeus and General Allen writing a custody letter. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up.
Well, ultimately, what do you think the outcome is going to be? First of all, is Petraeus going to testify on the whole Benghazi thing, or what happens?
He'll testify, and I don't think he will be subpoenaed. I think he'll just offer to testify.
Sure. And then for everything else, I mean, it is going to be that. It's going to be all that gossipy rag stuff for weeks, probably on end.
For weeks. And particularly because everybody wants to know about these letters that were exchanged between Miss Kelly and General Allen. And his nomination to be NATO Supreme Commander has been put on hold due to request by Secretary of Defense Panetta. However, the White House is still expressing confidence in Allen. And just yesterday, Leon Panetta told a bunch of reporters on his plane that General Allen was going to come and come up with a plan for Afghanistan.
Wow.
Should be some interesting plan at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. So we'll see. We'll keep following that saga. And then we turn to a different one, and what's going on with Congressman Jackson. Now they're talking about this plea agreement. Is that right?
That's right. So it looks like he may have used his campaign funds, allegedly, to buy a $40,000 watch for somebody who was not his wife using campaign funds.
Oh.
A lot of people think he's sort of hiding out at Mayo Clinic before he cuts a plea deal, hoping that the mental health piece of that will help him cut a better deal.
Yeah. Fiscal cliff. I thought John Boehner was saying, okay, we're going to try to compromise or work things out or whatever, but it doesn't look like there's any compromise at this point.
It doesn't look like there's any compromise at all, and the president is holding forth on not doing this middle, making sure the middle class is not overtaxed or increasingly taxed. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll tell you, if I had a crystal ball, I'd make a zillion dollars just on hedging the bets.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, and then the one last one, and you sent this to me, and it's funny, I was thinking about this AFL-CIO poll that shows that people don't want the president to give away the offshore tax breaks, among a whole list of other things. So where does this go?
Yes, this was done by the Hart polling organization, and basically was done right at the election, right before the election and at the election. And I don't know where it goes, but it shows that a significant amount of the populace is not going to be happy if these offshore tax breaks continue and jobs are sent overseas. And so I think that in terms of John Boehner and the Republicans, they are going to have to put their money where their mouth is on particularly this one issue.
All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, it's our weekly conversation with our friend on the West Coast, Stephen Shohat. We'll be talking about the big release of Steven Spielberg's new film, Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis, it looks like anyway, in the little bits I've seen, seems to have nailed the performance. Of course, you really have to watch it from end to end. He worked tirelessly, Spielberg did, on this movie for years, wanting to make it come to life on the big screen. A lot is invested in this, and we'll see if Lincoln takes off, because you think of the movies that are out there now, and the James Bond flick, Skyfall, couldn't be further from a story about Lincoln and the battle in the Civil War, and ultimately his assassination. Then there's Argo, which opened pretty well and seems to be picking up more and more steam, and we're hitting a holiday weekend, and Argo is about Iran hostages, the six of them that got out of the embassy. And there's a few other kids' films that are pretty big. So we'll see if Lincoln is opening at the right time. I'm sure part of the thought process was the big openings are really from the beginning of Thanksgiving, right the week before and on, to the summertime. That's usually when the blockbusters are released, and this is one of those should-be blockbusters. You know, we just went through Veterans Day, and we talked about presidents and generals and that kind of thing. And I was reading something today about Obama as being reelected again, not being necessarily a layup to become Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Wow. Do you think Barack Obama, maybe I'm just spitting in the wind here by saying this, but just kind of thinking out loud, do you think Barack Obama is the person of the year, I don't know, for overcoming the Republicans by winning the election over Mitt Romney, for, I don't know, the Osama bin Laden thing, but that was really last year, so I don't think that that would be thrown in here. And, of course, we've had all the economic woes, maybe just for waging war with the Republicans and keeping them at bay, ultimately, when the vote came in. And it was a lot closer than people would have liked it to be. But Obama does win back-to-back terms. I don't think Person of the Year. I can name probably 10 different people that I think would be more of the shoe-in for the Person of the Year. You might disagree. But Lincoln, would Lincoln have made the cover of Time magazine as the Person of the Year? When you think back to what Lincoln was going through, especially leading up to the assassination, I don't think they would put the words Lincoln and Person of the Year in the same sentence when that was happening. Coming up also in this hour of America Tonight, in fact, on the flip side, we're going to talk more about it. This whole pillow talk thing is crazy with General Petraeus and now this third woman that's involved who is a socialite that helped the CENTCOM guys by having all kinds of parties and whatnot. So you add in 30,000 emails that we were just talking about there, and the intrigue is unbelievable. It's like Lifetime and Oxygen, the two networks, somehow got together and had a baby, and the baby is the Petraeus scandal 24 hours a day. I mean, this is every day there's something new on this. And the thing that I really want to know more about is security. And was there any kind of breaches there? And what about the whole Benghazi thing? I want to know what Petraeus knew about that and what happened. Was there Libyan militants that were holed up in the consulate? I'd rather know that than all this gossip nonsense that has exploded in his face. And probably General Allen's as well, who was a shoo-in to move further up the ladder and be the leader of the NATO command, but that may not happen. At least it's temporarily on hold. So one mistress has brought down two, it looks like, four-star generals. My, oh my. Powerful men, they just don't know when to say no. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment daily basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
Across this great country, besides Petraeus' mistress and 30,000 emails and what happened with General Allen and what happened with Jill Kelly, the socialite in Tampa. Although we're not completely dropping that story, trust me, because, as I said, I want to know if there is something else connected to it. Or is it just simply poor judgment on Petraeus' part, and it's too bad because he really was a great general? And is it a question of that, and that's all it is, or is there something more here? Trust me, they went through all of the mistress's stuff, meaning they, the FBI, went through all of her stuff to see if anything was taken or any kind of notes or anything on a hard drive when it came to something classified. Because, you know, there's that thing called pillow talk. And pillow talk is pillow talk. It means what it is. You're messing around with someone and you share secrets because that's what happens, doesn't it? In your relationship, guys, does that happen? Paula Broadwell is who we're talking about. And she's going to face questions, I think, on whether she said anything that was classified about the attack that she knew because she was with David Petraeus, who was at that time when she was traveling with him to Afghanistan and a couple of other places. He was the CIA director, and I've already told this story, but it's worth repeating. I double-checked on this, and probably now it's widely being reported anyway, but in the end of October, she was at the University of Denver. That's where she happened to go to school, so they asked her to come and do a speech. So when she was there, she was asked a question about Benghazi, because it was natural. That story was huge. She was there. She was speaking. She just wrote the book on Petraeus, and she said that the facts that were going to come out were that there were ground forces at the CIA annex, which is different from the consulate because they were requesting the reinforcements. And then she explained it more because there was some confusion. And she said that there were some sensitive details from the attacks, especially what the real cause might have been. Boom! Is that not a red flag? Really? The real cause? There's some confusion? Well, what is that? And then she said, I don't know if you've heard this, but the CIA annex had actually taken a few Libyan militia members prisoner, and they think the attack on the consulate was to try to get the prisoners back. So that's what was happening. So she flat out said that. How would she know that? That was never reported. It was never reported that there were any militia members there. So, and ultimately, there if there was, they were supposedly handed off when they came to rescue the 30 Americans. I mean, that's what happened, basically. Confusing, huh? So they were being held at the annex in Benghazi, and that was being looked at as a possible attack for the, you know, as a possible reason for motive for the staged attack. But none of that stuff was happening. So she knew that information from her conversation with him. Now, is this grounds to pursue her? I think it's grounds to question her. I wouldn't be surprised if she was questioned. How awkward would that be? So you have Holly Petraeus in the background, like the grandmom, off in the distance, fuming, furious. And then you have this woman who's 25 years younger who, you know, could bounce a quarter off her stomach. And I'm just saying, so you have a young woman, and she's at Harvard. She's a graduate student. Oh, I'd like to write a book. Great. She writes a book, follows him around, starts to get involved with him, and is privy to things that might not have seemed like a big deal, but that was a big deal. That is a big deal. What happened here? What happened? Was there cables going back and forth, warning the consulate that, you know what are things that we didn't know about that attack? And there's still definitely questions there. And it's not political. It's just, what are the facts? Please just tell us the facts. What happened here? Blatantly, just lay them out there. Just let them all ride. So if she said that in the Denver speech, if she said that, then she knew. She must have known. How would she know? We certainly know Petraeus testified in a closed-door session to Congress that the attack was in part because of that anti-Islamic nonsense video that was part of that spontaneous uprising. That's what the report was. Is Petraeus going to get a perjury charge and he's well-liked on the Hill? I'm going to say maybe not. But who's going to end up testifying in all of this? And the whole thing comes back to the big question of what was the CIA doing there? What were they doing? What was happening? And what did they know in the White House? And what did everybody else know, I guess, in the CIA or at the Pentagon, for that matter, before all of this nonsense with the emails and the affair and all of that came out? All right. There certainly are some other things that are worth mentioning here besides, like I said, Petraeus. I feel so compelled because when I was a kid, I could not get enough. I don't know about the rest of you. I could not get enough of the solar eclipse thing. Have you been watching this, the fact that a total solar eclipse was actually visible over Australia's northern territories on November 14th. How cool would that be? I mean, seriously, a total solar eclipse. Remember that thing about, and it only happens every once in a gazillion years. Okay, slight exaggeration, but once in a very long time. So, remember they when you were a kid, did they make you make that box thing where you had to look down at the bottom of it, and then it almost looked like a scope in a submarine because you couldn't look directly at the solar eclipse or it would burn your eyeballs off. I was scared to death. The first time I heard that, I think I was like 7, and Joey Ficarra, this guy I went to school with, had me convinced that I was going to be a zombie, that I was going to ruin my eyes, and they would literally burn out of their sockets if I stared at the eclipse without looking in the tube. So I wasn't going to look at it. I was going to look through the tube. And those tubes were lame. You couldn't really see. You couldn't. So you know what a solar eclipse is. Just in case you don't, if you weren't in the same science class that I had, it's when the moon, it happens when the moon, as it's going around the Earth, orbiting the Earth, it passes in front of the sun, so it blocks it, obscures its rays, and it has that shadow on the Earth's surface. Sometimes people call it, you know, this total solar eclipse happens only then when they're aligned, and the perspective is wild, and it doesn't happen very often. The happy accident of a solar eclipse would be cool to see, I think, from the other side if you were an astronaut and you could see it. Think about where your location would be. How wild would that be? And I always love to see the pictures of it. And it's, you know, you don't get to see them too much. It doesn't happen. It's a moving experience, I'm told, if you really get the up-close thing. And they actually have these solar eclipse glasses now. Of course they do. It's like when you go to the movie theaters and you go to see 3D and you can get your own pair of glasses for $35 or whatever it is. So they have these solar eclipse glasses because the regular sunglasses, you don't get the protection. And you don't have to use the telescope or the binoculars or the filters or all that stuff. And the pinhole projector is what some people do, that thing I was trying to describe before. But if you have this glasses, you can just completely look right into it. Oh, very cool. There's a group of people called Eclipse Chasers, and there's a website just totally chock full of eclipses. It's worth checking out, I'm telling you. Because somehow they get great pictures. They don't flash. They don't take the flash. They use a telescope or a telephoto lens. And I've seen some of the best pictures I've ever seen on this website, I'm telling you. Coming up next, Lincoln. We're going to talk about it with Stephen Shohet.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Ready to see. It'll drag.
Euclid's first common notion is this. Things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. That's a rule of mathematical reasoning. It's true because it works. Has done and always will do.
That would be Daniel Day-Lewis playing the role of Abraham Lincoln, perhaps the role of a lifetime, however you think of the guy's film credits. And boy, he is a tremendous actor, without a doubt. Each and every week, as I've already said, we welcome Stephen Showhead to the show. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Stephen, I can't wait for Lincoln to come out. I think this is automatic Oscar nod for Daniel Day-Lewis. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I got to see it. It's in limited release here in L.A., and it was just tremendous. And it's hard. I don't want to put down anybody because you have actors like Tommy Lee Jones and Sally Field. They're tremendous actors, but they're there. You know, there's a part of them that's there in the movie. But this guy, Daniel Day-Lewis, he just disappears. I mean, of course, we don't know what Lincoln was like exactly, but he isn't there. It's the character that's there. And on the set, they were referring to him as Abraham Lincoln, that the role on the call sheets, it said the role of Abraham Lincoln being played by Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
And he stayed in character the whole time. And he's a little bit sad, like he is in every movie, that it's done and that he has to leave the role, because he inhabited the man as best he could. And he was, with Jared Harris, Richard Harris's son, who played General Grant, and they were riding in the limousine together, and they were still Lincoln. He was still Lincoln, and you're talking about Mad Men. Jared Harris is like, "Oh, I'm talking to Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln watches Mad Men. It's just amazing." So, I mean, he's just an incredible actor, and he has a method of acting that he, even though he's interviewed quite a bit, is very reluctant to explain, and he thinks at the end, Daniel Day-Lewis does, that the details don't matter. How he needs to do these things. And years ago, when he was in the movie The Boxer, and his co-star was Emily Watson, he didn't want to talk to her off set because the characters were sort of estranged from each other. And at the end of the movie, she said to him, why do you do that? And he said, well, I don't think I'm a good enough actor to not do that. His process is his process, and he is reluctant to explain it to other people how he inhabits these characters.
Yeah. Do you think that this will do well box office wise?
Yes, I do. Because the acting performance is just... is going to get such a buzz. A lot of people, I think, consider Daniel Day-Lewis to be the greatest actor in the world. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And I think it's just so remarkable. It's going to get a lot of attention. A really interesting thing about it is, in this movie, the Republicans are definitely the good guys, and the Democrats are not, and they even have scenes where some of the characters like William Seward says to Lincoln, do I have to speak to them, meaning the Democrats? It's beneath him to even converse with them. And Spielberg, with his politics, he thinks that the Republicans and the Democrats are 180 degrees different from what they were back in 1865, and therefore he chose to release the movie after the election because, of course, he was greatly for Obama and did not want people to get confused.
Yeah, there you go. He didn't want him to get confused. In looking at presidents, too, Lincoln's name, of course, comes up a lot. Even for somebody who's younger in school, they learn about when they learn about the presidents and Washington and the government, and they learn about wars and the Civil War. I think kids certainly learn about Abraham Lincoln. So there is a fascination with Lincoln, and that doesn't hurt, does it?
No, I mean, obviously he's an iconic president, I was thinking about actors disappearing in their roles, and when I watched the John Adams miniseries, there was a part of Paul Giamatti that was still there when he was playing John Adams, the same with Stephen Daldry playing Thomas Jefferson, the same with Tom Wilkinson playing Benjamin Franklin. But the guy who really disappeared in that movie, in just my opinion, was David Morris as George Washington. I mean, he was just incredible to me, and that's the closest thing that this particular movie would remind me of. And for some people, maybe it won't be that interesting to them. Most of the reviews have been laudatory, but I saw one TV reviewer say that it was like watching a boring 1865 episode of C-SPAN. So, obviously it was a choice that Spielberg made, not to have a big action movie, but to have a movie about political intrigue. Maybe for everybody. Also, there are things that probably historians can carp on, like I was reading that Thaddeus Stevens, the person played by Tommy Lee Jones, a strict abolitionist, that he sort of uses ad hominem attacks against his opponents in the movie, and in real life he tried to always win the day with logic and reason. So there are things. Sally Field is actually 10 years older than Daniel Day-Lewis. In real life, Mary Todd Lincoln, 10 years younger than Abraham Lincoln. So I'm certain that there are things that people will point at and hopefully read up on when they do decide to see this movie.
Yeah. The Daniel Day-Lewis, as you said, inhabiting this role, Lincoln, and we'll see how it does at the box office. But I think Steven Spielberg, this was a project that he really wanted to make, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, for about 12 years and it was originally going to be more about the Civil War, and then he met Doris Kearns Goodwin and got a hold of her book Team of Rivals and decided to make the movie instead about the passage of the 13th Amendment and put the Civil War more in the background. And it didn't go because at first it was going to be done with Liam Neeson, and then that didn't work out. And Spielberg then wanted Daniel Day-Lewis, and he couldn't get him to do it. Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't work very much. I mean, took 7 years off between The Boxer and Gangs of New York, where although he's never confirmed this, he was sort of accused of becoming a cobbler's apprentice in Florence. It's even been reported in Time magazine that he did that, but he's never confirmed it, as far as I know, that story is true. But anyway, he's very reluctant. He did not want to do disservice to Lincoln, and Spielberg was lamenting to Leonardo DiCaprio about it one night at dinner, and DiCaprio, although he supposedly had some issues with Bill the Butcher on the set of Gangs of New York, became friends with Daniel Day-Lewis afterwards, and had his phone number, got a hold of him, and finally Daniel Day-Lewis was convinced to do the role, and then the movie went forward, and it's got a huge cast. I mean, there's like 150 speaking parts in the movie, and it's not just about Lincoln. And in fact, Tommy Lee Jones and Lincoln, Thaddeus Stevens and Lincoln hardly have any scenes together at all. I think they just have one scene together, and he has a big role. But for me, it was absolutely fascinating. But I don't know how other people will feel.
We only have a couple minutes left, but I want to hear the story about Anthony Hopkins taking on the Hitchcock role.
Yeah, the director, Sasha Gervaisi, he's never directed a feature before, and he approached Anthony Hopkins with the script, and Anthony Hopkins originally thought the script was pretty cheesy, and then it went through a lot of rewrites, and they had a meeting at the restaurant The Grill, and Anthony Hopkins was really convinced by the younger man's passion. And then there were other people at the meeting, and Gervaisi asked them all to leave, and he told Anthony Hopkins that he used to be the drummer for the band Bush, and he had a drinking and alcohol problem, and so he went to an AA meeting in London, and it was this little out of the way place. And Anthony Hopkins was a surprise speaker that night. And Gervaisi was so moved that Anthony Hopkins would show up and be concerned about other people and talking about what can happen if you get off of drugs and alcohol. Anthony Hopkins said, "I'm living proof of that you can have success afterwards." And Anthony Hopkins, quite moved by that story, that was the final convincing that he needed to take on the role of Hitchcock in this upcoming movie.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. We'll be talking about that in the future. Stephen Shohead, Hollywood Stories, pick it up. Great book. And you can also go to the website as well. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, Lincoln, and then we got Hitchcock coming up, and boy, how tough is it to play somebody? I think when you're an actor and you have to play a part of an iconic president, as Stephen says, or somebody who's iconic in the film industry or in some other biographical role, trying to imitate them, have gestures perhaps like them, or play completely different, but be able to pull it off. It's like I'm thinking off the top of my head, there's so many biopics out there. Muhammad Ali, remember Will Smith doing the Muhammad Ali thing, and I thought he did a great job. but some
Jamie
people
Fox
thought
too.
It was
Ray Charles.
Yeah, Ray Charles, absolutely, and he did a great job on that. He won an Oscar for it, in fact. So I think when you're an actor, to me, it would be, no matter whether you're a method actor or however you do it, I think it'd be tougher to play the role of somebody famous, somebody that people know a lot about, their gestures, their movements, what they did, that kind of thing. Daniel Day-Lewis, I think surefire Oscar, though. It really, really looks good as he plays Lincoln. Hang with us. We're talking about another president next.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Scandal in Washington right after re-election, since you may have 2 four-star generals fall, and whether the White House knew anything or when they were informed and all that other stuff, which timelines are important for Benghazi and what was known there and what wasn't reported and ultimately what was said, perhaps that was classified information, is one thing. But having this happen right when you step back and realizing, whoa, I was pushing Allen for something. Petraeus was going to move up the chain. It looked like Hillary Clinton would have stepped away because she wanted to get out of the game. And he would have stepped into her role as Secretary of State. But now that's a no-go. In the meantime, the biggest thing that people should really be focusing on, because it absolutely has repercussions for all of us, whatever you have in the bank right now, if you go and Google and you see, here's what I have in savings, here's what I have coming in, here's what I have going out, I have a feeling some of them would be negative numbers. And it's going to get more negative if you're losing money thanks to the cliff that we're all dangling off together. And will there be any kind of a compromise? Obama has said, supposedly, that he's open to compromise. The sticking point is this $250,000, which people in New York go crazy over and say that's not very much money, including the mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who thinks it should be $1 million. That, okay, if you make over $1 million, taxed more. If you make under $1 million, anything under $1 million, $900,000, $500,000, $500,000, whatever it is, boom, you're not seeing a tax rate jump up. And he's not the only one who thinks that way, but he's one of the more vocal people. What will the cutoff point be for the press? Will he budge on the $250,000 number? Because that's what's now been identified as the middle class. Families who make less than that, you know, not seeing taxes increase at the end of the year. I don't know. It makes sense that we got this bad economy, and as much as you might want to tax people who make more money, you don't want to necessarily get around that cut line and go after those people because they're the people who are pumping money into the economy. So is $1 million the fair mark? What, you know, and that's the question. What do you consider wealthy? And that's an interesting word, wealthy. What do I consider to be super wealthy is $75 million or above. But you're dancing around that 250 number. 250 is very different in a place like Florida, where there's no state income tax, or Texas, where there's no state income tax, versus living in Los Angeles, California, or Manhattan. 250 is a drop in the bucket. Even if you are frugal, that's not a lot of money. So if you sit here and crunch the math, and you look at small businesses and you look at families and what the needs are, I think you have to extend the middle class tax cuts. You have to do it because it's not going to work. It's going to crash the system. We're going to spiral into that recession. It's not going to work. The so-called Gang of Eight, by the way, they're going to meet next week to figure out where they are in working out some kind of a bipartisan compromise on this deficit agreement. We'll see what they come up with, because nothing, it's the same group of guys, nothing happened last time, and, you know, what are the chances of this happening again? But they got to come up with something that's long-term, lasting, and they're going to have to negotiate it, but it's going to have to be tough. It's going to have to be tough, because all these costly entitlement programs, the problem is some of them have to have hands off. Some of them have to have hands off. And others could probably be snipped a lot. But trying to decide what they are, trying to figure out what those programs are, someone's got to come out and say it. John Boehner, as I talked about in the beginning of the hour, did definitely give a tell sign that he was willing to deal last Friday, but he's digging his heels in the sand when it comes to any tax increases, because he's saying, listen, raising tax rates is going to slow down our ability to create jobs everybody wants. Why would they create jobs if they're struggling? They're not going to do it. So what is the workable plan? What is the solution where everybody's invited into the tent and almost all of them can sign off on the same thing? Almost everybody can sign off on it. And we're talking about the $1.2 trillion in mandatory across-the-board budget cuts, known as the sequester, that's going to kick in at the end of the year unless Congress finds a way to offset that amount in the federal budget. And how are they going to offset the amount? That's what I want to know. Too many people are going to lose under this scenario. Way too many people. So compromise is a big word that the president has to decide. Is he willing to use it or not? Will he compromise? Will he meet somewhere in the middle? Will he do that for the people who are paycheck to paycheck? I mean, without a doubt, he's saying protecting the middle class. But how far is he willing to go? Because the push is certainly in the House to pass tax hikes for wealthy people. This is a tough one. This is like wrestling alligators in a drought. There's, if you're Obama, there's no tight answer here. You got to cut some entitlements. You have to do it. You have to figure out a way to do it. If you're the Republicans, there's no tight answer here either. Just drama and scandal and strikes after being reelected for the prez to a second term. Crucial. In some cases, what we're talking about with the dramas and the scandals and all of that. So the White House, it doesn't seem like they knew much until the FBI investigation came out. But other people behind the scenes had to have known a few things that were happening. Had to have known what was happening. And we've got nothing but questions. Although, aren't we always in that state? I'm just going to walk around with this shirt. It's one of those sweatshirts. It just has a big question mark on it. Nothing but questions. Need to get the answers and unravel the dramas big time. So the president held his 16th news conference. He did that, and this is the first after his reelection, and the first, this was, of course, last week, it's the first time that he'd held a news conference in a while, and here, when he had that conference, he was pretty optimistic, was talking about some of the things economically they were trying to do, but who knew another shoe was going to drop on his head less than a day later when Petraeus showed up to resign as the leader of the CIA. I am sure, especially after being on the high of winning the election, that Obama was completely shocked by this, because he was certainly kept in the dark. I think he was blown away and didn't. And really, what's he going to do? He's going to say, I wish you the best and thanks for your service. But, you know, Paula Broadwell brought the House down with the nasty, threatening, mean, flat-out mean emails to Jill Kelly. Jill Kelly knows an FBI agent, and the rest is history, as they say. So, pillow talk and loose lips really, really, really do, in the end, sink ships of some form anyway.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.